everybody. It's Mamika Cooney and welcome back. Well, I should say I'm back. It's been a few months since we've had the Mamika TV podcast on hold, but I'm so excited to introduce you to a new season. So yay, welcome to season 6 of Mamika TV. Now, I wanted to give you a little bit of a backstory and catch you up with what's been going on. So this has been a busy year. 2 kids off to college, 1 to Spain. Another one back at school. And it's been really an exciting year of really digging in, going back to school myself, learning a whole bunch of new things, especially in the area of neuroscience. I've been really been a student of learning and immersed myself with neuroscience and how the brain works, because I'm so excited to bring new content to you that you're going to love, that's going to really help you unstick your mind. Now, hence the reason why the podcast is kind of a shifting focus and really honing in on that aspect is so many of us, especially with the year we've been through, have perhaps got to a stage where maybe we feel burnout, or maybe we're a bit frustrated, or maybe we feel like we're itchy for more. Well, I have put together a whole lineup of content and interviews and teachings and trainings that are really going to help you set yourselves up for success for the coming year, to be able to help you think in terms of growth, and to help position you to make the best choices that are really in alignment with what brings you joy. Now, a lot of us don't think about what we're thinking about. We kind of just let life take us down the path. But I am so excited to be able to share with you some tools, some strategies, and some techniques that you are going to love to really help you put into practice. So in the coming weeks, you can look forward to this content, and I'm going to be dripping it out on all social media platforms. So make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as our audio podcast. We are all on all podcast platforms like Stitcher and iTunes. And I would love to hear your comments. Like, I'd love to hear your feedback. Like, what are you thinking about lately? What are you motivated to do? What are those big dreams that you have? Because I really want to make the show and the content I provide really user-generated and really to help you where you're at. So I'm excited to be able to share that with you. So today's episode is going to kick off in the right direction to help you get used to the idea of what exactly a mindset is, what do we talk about when we think we talk about neuroscience, but really just practical life skills that you can use today, whether it's to build a business, repair a relationship, write a book. All of these tools become lifestyle tools. It's not just a quick fix and a diet. That's not what I'm about. I'm in for the long haul. I want to be able to help and equip and empower and encourage you to build lifestyle tools and techniques that you can actually stretch and grow into, and then become the way that your new life's going to be. So I'm so excited about this. And the best way for us to connect is to connect with me on my website at mamikacooney.com. And I have a new book coming up, and I have new training, especially our Unstick Your Mind Masterclass. And that is really taking you through this process in a structured format, and it's called the Unstick Your Mind Method, which is my own signature training program that I've put together. And that's really what I've been working on this year, is putting together that content. And we've had several rounds of students go through that with great results, not just great, but transformative results, that from the beginning of when they started to where they ended up after our program, lives have been changed. So that is what I'm so passionate about. I would love to have you join us in one of our upcoming masterclasses. But you can find out all that information at mamikacooney.com. But let's kick off today's training and today's podcast with a new episode. Enjoy. What I'm excited and passionate about today is really helping, especially women, but men too, they're invited to the party too, to unstick their minds using a rewiring your brain approach. Now, basically what that means is I help you think about what you're thinking about. So if there's big dreams and visions, or maybe you're feeling a little stuck, these are the kind of things I love to work through and help you become the boss of your brains. Everything starts with a thought. And my whole view on, like, whether it's weight loss or making money or achieving a goal, writing a book, whatever it is, it all starts with our intrinsic motivation. But a lot of us have what I call the junk in the trunk from past years, usually a lot of stuff from childhood that kind of gets stuck in there, that holds us back. And these become like boomerang thoughts that we don't even think about, that pull us into old habits and ways of doing things. And we don't know why we keep reaching for the ice cream when we know we should go for a run, right? And that is the whole process, is awareness. The awareness of why you think the way you do, why you feel the way you do, and starting to ask yourself those questions. Because here's the thing, from a neuroscience perspective, I'm a total neuroscience geek. Our brain is wired to avoid discomfort. Now, you can imagine back in the days when we were living in, in huts and in the wilderness, you had to have that sense of thinking in order to survive. Because back then you would have a saber-toothed tiger running after you. So you knew, fight or flight was important. But now in our modern society, our brains are always wanting to get us back to that place of, oh, this is difficult, don't want to do it. Oh, this is hard, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to make the hard choices because it makes me feel uncomfortable. And of course, we have the microwaves and we have the app for this and the app for that. Everything is about comfort. But the problem with a comfort zone, nothing ever grows there. Nothing ever changes. And Albert Einstein had a saying that is so true, is like doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, called insanity. So if we want to get away from thinking insane thoughts and wanting to see a shift in a change in our lives, in our relationships, in our bank balance, it really has to start with how we think about things. Because even like from a weight loss perspective, there's lots of layers, like as Cheryl has said, is oftentimes you can start with nutrition, but there are a lot of emotional, spiritual thought processes that have actually driven us to become who we are, because we have formed habits over the years. We've learned behaviors. We've mirrored behaviors that have been mirrored to us, like parental. There's a whole thing about nurture and nature, which we don't have to get into detail. Well, but at the end of the day, it has to start with a choice. Do you want this? And why do you want this? Because once you know your why, and I know it sounds like a cliche, you do have your sense of direction and your purpose, that when it is hard, when you are 3 o'clock in the morning having to write a book, and or when you don't feel like getting up at 7 in the morning to go for a run when it's freezing cold outside, or choose the apple over the ice cream. Yeah, those are hard. But when you know there's a bigger reason why you're doing it, it makes a lot more sense, and motivation and purpose kicks in. What I've realized, and I've also helped, because I work a lot with business owners and entrepreneurs and, leaders who are leading other people, is once you can make that switch from, it's not sales, it's service. Someone is looking for something. Someone has a need for something. If I can put myself in their shoes and say, how can I help you? It's pretty much like you go to the store, right? Somebody, the owner of the store is, hello, welcome, how can I help you? It's like, it's not that hard. I think it's so important, because it's like everything in life, whether you're pitching, trying to get your kids to do their homework, or the husband to, go on a vacation, or whatever it is, in any situation you are trying to position yourself. Women are being more vocal, because I actually had a client earlier that I was talking with, that I was coaching with, and she's just saying, I finally found my voice. And I think that it's so important to have that ability where we can feel like we can voice our opinions. Because I think that's a lot of where a lot of stuff happens in our head. And we think and we think and we overthink. And as adults, we totally overthink this. I was trained classical ballet dancer all my life, but I've actually switched to doing figure skating. I only started learning figure skating at the age of 31. I never learned how to skate. So I'm proof that you can teach an old dog new tricks. Just a matter of mindset, putting yourself and getting up and doing it again and doing it again and doing it again, that we're guaranteed to fall. Like if you're guaranteed to not necessarily get the sale, or not lose the weight, or, you're not accomplish your goals, but that's okay. We just get up and do it again. But the book that'll come up next year is actually called Unstick Your Mind, which is also the name of my coaching program, Unstick Your Mind. Now, I actually come from a business background. So as an entrepreneur, I was being a business coach for quite a few years. And I always used to find, I particularly come from the marketing and TV industry. But what I used to find with my clients is that business problems are personal problems in disguise. So even if you're an entrepreneur or a high achiever, and you feel like you're not reaching your goals, or you're not making the money you want to, there's always some personal reasons that's under the hood. Now, we talked about cars, which I love this analogy, because life is like a journey on the highway, right? Sometimes we're on a journey and we're on the highway and we see the signs and it says, slow down. There is like a detour coming. And we're like, I don't need to slow down. I'm like totally good. I know where I'm going. I don't need to follow the signs. And then eventually we can either get ourselves where we run out of gas and we hit burnout. Been there, done that, not advisable. Or we can kind of start to just listen to what the vehicle is saying. Like we're in the vehicle. Sometimes we need to take time aside to take to a rest area. And if you've ever been on a trip, you got to go and fill up your petrol with gas. You've got to go refresh yourself. And I think especially now because of the way the world has been and we've all been through, who even wants to mention 2020? Like let's try to do a reset on that. But all of us find ourselves in a different situation in life, in business, in careers, in families, in relationships. But what I'm excited about is that people are finally thinking about what's important to them. They're finally thinking, well, I've been stuck in a job I hate, or I'm living in an area I don't like, or I'm in a relationship that isn't making me happy, or we have a choice. We can choose to get unstuck by making these decisions. But like we've alluded to, it doesn't come without some hard work. But, you know, that life doesn't come with any guarantees unless we do the hard work. So I'm excited to see where all of this takes us. If you just think about most celebrities and professional athletes, the difference between them and us isn't that makes them particularly special. It just means that they're more emotionally resilient and going to say, you know what, that sucked, but let's do it again. And let's do it again and again. And that's literally the difference, is that who's willing to outlast and outplay their own insecurities, right? So, and that's what I think, if we can get our heads around the fact is that we all have it within us. We just need to decide that doesn't matter what gets thrown at me. And also, I mean, we could go into far more detail about emotions and the mind. But I think so many of us are driven by emotions. We're like, oh, I feel bad, or I feel rejected. And if we can kind of just separate our who from our do, like if I'm a business owner and what I'm doing is positioning and selling a product, and if someone says no, it has no correlation to me. It's neutral. The feeling is neutral. There's not a rejection of me. There isn't a, doesn't mean I've done something wrong. Nothing has gone wrong. It's just, it wasn't the right fit. So if we can kind of just shift that and change our perspective, we will find we'll be able to build a lot more resilience in our life and business. That the neuroscience studies have actually said that your brain is affected by music, that you, when you listen to a melody or even when you sing, even for those non-singers out there, we all can sing. Okay. What happens is when you actually sing and you get your brain focused on melody, your whole part of your brain works together. And often we do things like if we, you know, we're doing accounting, we're in one part of our brain, or if we dancing and doing something creative. But when you sing and you allow that music, it actually releases serotonin to help you relax and all the feel goods. And it actually helps your brain work together. So there you go. Follow this process, our own signature process I've developed. Also like using habits is one of our big things. You know, self-care is another big thing. Overcoming mental blocks and understanding, thinking about what you're thinking about. And really goal setting with growth in mind, because life is a growth. It's a journey, right? And we may as well have fun and enjoy the ride. If anyone would love any more information regarding how to unstick your mind, I have a podcast called Unstick Your Mind. My book is called Unstick Your Mind, which will be coming out next year. And my training program, which is a 6 to 8 week mental coaching program, group setting, is called Unstick Your Mind. And I have a lot of resources on my website. So the best place to connect with me is mamikakuni.com. And I also have a free book as well called Mindset Makeover, which is one of my ones I wrote a couple of years ago that is still working really well. But just the encouragement that if you make the decision today to be aware of what you want to change, you can do it. Just putting in the effort in, and awareness is 90% of the way there. So there you go.